Welcome to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector, sponsored by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 32 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. We have a fun interview in our Collector's Corner this week, where I spoke with Caleb Craig from Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs on Instagram. He is a prolific TTMer. He says he has over, 10,000 returns. He's been collected for 5.5 years, a younger guy. But we talk TTMing, and I think it's a really fun talk to talk to fellow collectors every once in a while. So we have a nice interview with Caleb coming up. Stay tuned. Just want to welcome you to the program. If you're a new listener, we have a lot of new listeners lately, so welcome to the program. We talk about TTMs, we talk about collecting, we talk to fellow collectors, sometimes we talk to athletes, so welcome, spread the word. Our podcast is available all over the place. You can just go, if you have an Alexa device, all you have to do is just say, Alexa, play TTM podcast, and you'll hear the latest episode of TTM Cast. We're also available basically anywhere podcasts are played. We're on Spotify, we're on Podbean, we are on Google Listen, we are on iTunes, Stitcher, so we're all over the place. Tell your friends, spread the word. The more listeners we get, the better in terms of attracting guests and attracting new people to the show. So again, thank you for listening. We are also have a forum on sportscardforum.com. So check out our forum at sportscardforum.com. You can talk about our show, give us feedback there. You can also send feedback via email to me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. That's ttmcast@yahoo.com. So we are all over the place in social media, and welcome to the program. Our next show will be next Sunday, November 24th, and I think we'll be taking the week off after that, which would be for Thanksgiving week, and then we'll be back on. We have 4 or 5 interviews that I've already recorded from athletes, former athletes, so those should be very interesting. I also have a couple of surprises coming up, so we have a lot of stuff coming up into the new year. Closing out the year, we've had 32 episodes so far and for the year, and I'm very pleased about that, and we're going to close out the year strong, so and we're going to get on to our Vern Rapp Minute, and that's dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away a few years back, and I had sent him out a TTM request, not realizing he passed away. So I do this as a service to my fellow TTMers, and hopefully that they don't have the same faux pas, same mistake, sending out a TTM request to somebody who passed away. So it was a small list, thankfully, to run down of people that passed away this past week. We lost Zeke Borkowski, who was a backup quarterback for two Green Bay Packers Super Bowl teams in the 60s, the early 60s, Super Bowls 1, Super Bowls 2. He was 88. We lost Charles Rogers, who was the second round draft pick for the Detroit Lions and a star wide receiver from Michigan State University. He was 38. And we lost three people in baseball, three kind of everyday regular players, but that appeared in various cards throughout their career and had pretty good careers with various teams. So we lost Bob Johnson. He was known as Rocky. He was an infielder for 7 different teams from 1960 to 1970. We lost Irv Noren, who played from 1950 to 1960 for a number of teams, including New York Yankees, who was an outfielder. And we lost Jim Coates, who was a pitcher from 1956 to 1967. He played for 4 teams. So my condolences go out to their families, and we're sorry for your loss. And now we look at returns, TTM returns that I got this week. It's been a little slow the last couple of weeks. My fault. I haven't really sent out much TTM requests, but I did get out about 15 this weekend, so hopefully we'll start rolling in the next couple weeks. But I did get a couple of returns, some old ones that were trickling in. So I got Mike Walter from the San Francisco 49ers from my 1992 game day set, adding another addition to that. And I got a couple of other sports that I usually don't send out. I got two hockey cards from Don Maloney from the New York Rangers. He set a scoring record for most points by a rookie in a playoff series. I got that card signed, and I also got his 79-80 card signed, so a nice addition to the collection. Thank you, Mr. Maloney, for signing that. And I also got a nice card of back from Vince Carter. I'd sent it out to him, I don't know, probably about 2 months ago, and I finally got back. This is on a 2007-2008 Tops basketball card. It's a great card with the black borders. He's on the New Jersey Nets, and he signed right nice cool signature with his number on the card. So just three returns this week. As I said, I have been lax in sending them out, but I did send out a bunch this week, so hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll be getting some more returns. And now on to our interview. As I said, I interviewed Caleb Craig from Caleb Cards TTM Autographs on Instagram. He's a prolific sender of TTM requests out, and hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
Joining us on the TTM Cast Hotline from Colorado is Caleb. Caleb is on Instagram at Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs. He's on YouTube at Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs and more. And he's on Facebook at Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs. So he's at Caleb's Cards YT on Facebook. So Caleb is all over social media, posting all sorts of cool TTM returns. So welcome to the program, Caleb.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me. Really awesome to be here.
Well, you know what? You're out there all the time posting, and you're a young kid, a young guy, really into TTM. So I'm impressed with all the effort that you put in.
Yeah, thank you. It's been honestly the funnest thing I've ever done as a hobby. There's so many great people out there, and it's just been a real blast these 5 years of doing this.
How long have you been collecting?
It's been about 5 years. So okay. I did dabble just like once in like 2008 and a couple of times in 2012.
And how long have you been really going strong, so to speak?
Really going strong would be since 2014, so a little over 5 years now.
So 4 or 5 years, and you have collected a large collection of a different variety of things. Is there one thing that you like collecting over other things, or you kind of dabble in like dabbling in a lot of different things?
I've always been considered my bread and butter, I guess, baseball. That's always been my first love, my first interest. But as it progressed, I had a love for, like football and dabbling in the basketball and hockey and, all the Olympic sports. And then eventually I've always been a big fan of history throughout when I was in school. And so I love to send to World War II veterans and Korean War veterans, Medal of Honor, all kinds of guys.
That's funny, because when I was in high school, my history teacher, must have been a sophomore in high school, he really got me into it, and I wrote a lot of the World War II veterans, some of the things that we were studying, and that's kind of how I really got started way back, and then gravitated towards sports later on.
Yeah, I've gotten so many awesome responses from the veterans, and it's just kind of a way for me to thank them for the service in my letter and just have a really cool talking piece just to share with others.
Now, you don't send out just cards like a lot of people. I notice you do a lot of 8x10s.
I used to do cards, and then it just got way too expensive, like to go on COMC or eBay and try and pick up a couple cards with some guys, especially some of the vintage cards. So I eventually figured out how to do photos, which I do have a video tutorial on my channel in case people are interested in how to do that and what photos to look for. But yeah, I do 4x6s, 5x7s, a few 8x10s here and there when I find some good ones for that.
And how do you display them? Do you frame them up, or do you put them in a book, or how are you displaying them?
I've got them all in binders, all throughout the room here, all kind of sorted in their categories.
Now, do you know how many you have in your collection right now, or do you have a good inventory of it? How do you keep track?
Well, I do need to do a count on them, but I think last time I tried counting was probably a couple years ago. I'd gotten to about like between five and 7,000. So I'm sure by now it's at least around the 8,000 to 10,000 mark, 100% there. So.
Now, I know you do some trading, but do you do any selling as well, or are you made primarily a collector?
No, sir, I do not sell. I make sure to I promise them in my letters, you know, I'm not selling. I'm looking to, I might like give away to a gift or for a contest or something to people I write for, but I hope to someday pass these down, you know, when I have a family and my own kids.
Yeah, how many do you send out a week, do you think?
I usually try to buy a roll of stamps every paycheck, so at least 50 every 2 weeks.
Okay. And what's your return rate, do you think?
Let's see here. I got my Star Tiger stats up here. My overall success rate was, I believe, like 70. I think it's about 75% or so.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, do you try to go with people that you know are signing, or do you take a chance now and then?
I do try a few, like, way out there successes that may not work or may not come back. I was surprised when I got Luke Combs back from the Grand Ole Opry. Was not expecting that one to work. But usually, like, I'd go on Star Tiger, and they got a recent changes page.
Okay.
I'll just go down the list and kind of like look to see who's signing, and I'll save them for later and see if I can find pictures for them and get some ideas of who to write to.
Now, do you use just Star Tiger, or do you use any other sites?
That's the primary one that I use, but I do post also the sportscardforum.com, which is a free site.
Okay.
I used to do sportscollectors.net, but I forgot. I couldn't remember my password, so I don't remember what my old username. I had a whole bunch of things submitted on there, too.
That's funny. Well, we're talking with Caleb from Colorado. Caleb is a prolific poster on all of the social media. He is on Instagram at Caleb's Cards CTM Autographs. He is on Facebook at Caleb's Cards CTM Autographs page. It's at Caleb YT. And he has a really interesting YouTube channel, Caleb's Cards CTM Autographs and More. You're posting a lot of videos lately.
Yeah, I tried to at least do I used to do videos every day, but just had to switch because of my work schedule just wasn't working out. So I tried to do it like once a week. So kind of be like a TTM movie. It'd be kind of long, but and, hey, if you want to put in your watch later or just skip around to the things you like, that works for me.
Do you do in-person as well, or simply?
I haven't in a long time. I just, I'm out in the northeastern part of Colorado, so you don't really get to go towards Denver that much, but I have done it a little bit when I was younger. And sometimes I'll try and look to see if there's people with sign IP, but it's been a while since I've done that.
Now, do you do handwritten notes, or are you typing things out? And are you asking specific questions to these guys?
I used to handwrite my letters, but with the volume of requests I send out, it's kind of impossible. So pretty much I type them out. I change them up, depending on who I'm writing to. And, yeah, sometimes I will put some questions in there. I have been trying to handwrite a few letters here and there. But, man, I'm, like, starting to remember, like, oh, wow, this is killing my hand. How did I ever do this before?
Now, do you find your return rates less with a typewritten note, or has it affected you?
I think it's actually increased. I haven't not had any problems. It seems like it's picked up more since I've been able to do them typed up, and it seems that I can get more TTMs out there.
Okay. Now, I know you're doing a World War II project, World War I project. I'm sorry. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, you know, last month I was thinking, you know, these veterans from World War I, they're no longer with us anymore. I was just kind of curious, just poking around on eBay. Thought it'd be kind of cool to see if there's maybe some signed letters from some veterans or something that I could pick up that weren't too expensive. And found quite a few of them, and it's been a lot of fun just being able to pick up some signatures and doing research on these guys. And it should be a pretty cool project going forward.
Now, are you going to write a book or compile them in some type of paper, or are you just doing it for your own enjoyment?
It's kind of for my own enjoyment. I got them in a portfolio album right now, and I'll share them with my family and whoever else wants to see them.
You got to post them on, you don't have a web page. Is that something you're thinking about doing maybe?
I haven't looked into it, but I might. It probably would be pretty cool just to do a blog page or something like that.
Now, do you find yourself sending to more celebrities nowadays than sports people, or is it a pretty good mix?
I'd say it's a pretty good mix. I didn't used to send to as many celebs probably about 3 years ago, but really saw that a lot of them were signed, and some of them, you know, favorite people I like watching in movies and shows were signed. I was like, well, shoot, I gotta send them. And I was really able to pick that up when I started to figure out how to do photos. Because before I just, you know, send like an index card or something. And I still enjoy index cards, but there's nothing like getting a photo, honestly, over an index card.
Now, why don't you, I'm sure some people haven't seen your videos. So why don't you tell us a little about how you go about getting the photos?
So basically, you know, I'll go and start Tiger. I'll check, you know, see who's signing. I'll save their names off to the side. And then I typically use Bing.com over Google.
Bing.
Yeah, B-I-N-G.
Oh, Bing, okay.
Yeah.
Bing, yeah.
Google, for some reason, every time I try to print photos, they come up blurry. I don't know if that's something they have to keep with copyright, or I don't know, maybe it's my computer, but I usually just use Bing. And you can go to the images section, and you type in their name, and then there's a drop-down bar that lets you select large, extra large, or small, like pixels for the photos. And if you hit extra large, those are the best to use to get the best quality photos. And I'll just type in their name and copy and paste them in a folder on my PC, and then I'll use Amazon prime.com for a photo printing, and they get here pretty fast, usually within a week.
And how much do they cost per photo to get them printed?
They used to be 9 cents, and they just went up to 12 cents.
Okay.
So they're still pretty reasonable.
And then what do you say? What do you think? It's about $1.50 to $1.75 for each photo to send out, or what's your postage on those?
You can actually get away with just one stamp on those. I use the 6x9 manila envelopes.
Okay.
As long as you're not really going more than like 3 photos, you can get away with just one stamp. And you just your letter and your self-addressed envelope. Also just one stamp on there and about 2 or 3 photos.
Okay. And do you get more personalized photos, you think, than cards, or it's a pretty good mix?
I get to get a lot more photos for sure, just because I only send up maybe a few cards here every now and then when I have some.
I know, but do the people that sign them, are they signing them to you, or are they just signing them, or do you prefer getting a personalized photo back as opposed to just a signature on it?
Okay, I'm sorry. I actually do ask in my letters for them to personalize it, just to reassure them that they know I'm not selling these, I'm not, you know, doing anything with them. So I do usually get them personalized. I do, because it's part of my collection, and I kind of enjoy that. And unless I'm like writing for a specific person, like I was writing for my friend Garrett while he was away on deployment, I'd ask, you know, would you sign this photo for Garrett? Okay. Or would you sign this photo for my friend Kim in the UK or something like that? Just so they know that I'm a legitimate collector.
Now, I know Garrett's big into sending out things to get authenticated. Is that something you're involved with as well or no?
I haven't really gone into that yet, but I'm sure somewhere down the road I would like to get some of my autographs authenticated. I did get my Billy Williams autograph authenticated. I sent to him, must have been about 2016, and got back a couple years later. I was so surprised it came back, and it came back authenticated from PSA.
Now, is that your longest wait for a return?
My longest wait for return is Gene Stevens, who is a former Boston Red Sox player. Sadly, it came back after he passed away.
Okay.
And that was 1,583 days.
Wow.
It was literally a little over 3 years there.
That's kind of
sad, too.
Yeah. I'm sure. Now, do you have a wish list of a top five that you'd really love to get through the mail that you you still have out there? Are you planning to send out?
I would love to get Mike Trout. I know it's pretty hard to get him. Robin Allen is another one.
Every once in a while, you see a return from him.
Yeah, every now and then. Robin Allen, who's my favorite baseball player of all time. I don't think it's signed. I think it's like a preprint postcard, but I was at least happy to get something back. Albert Pujols is another one. I've got that one out there. Sometimes he signs after years. Sometimes he doesn't. Who else? John Elway wasn't able to sign for me. I would love to get him.
My dad won't anymore.
Yeah, he's tough. I just got a preprint back from him.
Okay.
And then I guess number five would be Tim Tebow. I tried him and got a return to sender on that one.
Yeah, I tried it. I tried his minor league. He didn't sign. I got my card back, but he didn't sign.
Yeah. I saw like two or three people got him. I was like, I wonder if I can get lucky and get this. And I guess they just dabbled in a few people there and sent them all back.
Now, have you asked your friend Garrett and he gave you any tips? Because he's the one that pulls these guys out that no one ever has a shot of getting, and somehow he gets them. He's the TTM whisperer in my mind.
Yeah. not really. I usually, because I kind of got my own little thing, and I don't really like to bother too many guys because I know they got their secrets, and I'm perfectly fine with letting them keep that to themselves. But if they want to, help me out, I'll take their advice. But I'll give it a shot. If I can't get them after, like, my rule is three attempts for them, whether it's a failure or a success to anybody in my lifetime, if I can't get them in three attempts, then I'll just go and try and buy one.
Yeah. I tried. I don't know if you've heard the podcast before, but I've tried. I tried Archie Manning 8 times, and I finally got him on the 9th attempt a couple weeks ago. So I guess you got to keep on trying if there's somebody you really want.
Yeah. I think I saw you posting that on the group page, on one of the Facebook group pages.
Yeah, last week, I think.
Yeah.
So
I know that. I guess I was fortunate to get him the first time. I've sent to him twice. I've sent him an 8x10 in a card. I guess it just depends on the time of year or something. I'm not sure with him. He's kind of weird.
Yeah. Now, why don't you run down some of your recent returns? Just, people always want to know who's signing. Some people might not follow you on social media. Why don't you run down some of your dice gets that you've gotten over the last, couple of weeks?
Sure. So I got the list up here of a few polls and notable. So I got Pat Boone, who was a singer and actor.
Yeah, I want to hear her funny story. My mother was a president of the Pat Boone fan club when she was a little girl.
I'm actually, my grandma's birthday is tomorrow, so I'm actually going to give her one of the photos.
She'll appreciate it.
Yeah, she's a fan of Pat Boone. So. And then we got voice actress Sally Dreyer, who played Lucy in the Peanuts cartoons.
Yeah, I saw that. You know what? That was a great picture that you had. That you had all the kids and then the pictures of the Peanuts underneath them.
I thought it was pretty cool. I found that on Bing.com. So.
Yeah, that was a fantastic picture. Are you going to try to send out to any of the voice actors in the picture?
I might see if the other one's fine. I have tried Charlie Brown, and that's probably got him back. Probably the rudest response I've ever had in my life from him. I would not recommend sending to him since he's in jail and all. He's not a very happy man.
Yeah, I think I read a story on him when they were doing a thing on the Great Pumpkin. I think it was probably 50 years old anniversary or something, and they said that he had some problems.
Yeah, he's got some anger issues, I guess.
Yeah, that's too bad. Right. I think that's a fantastic picture. If anyone hasn't seen it, you check out Caleb. I think you post it on Instagram. I think I saw it, right?
Yeah, they should be posted on all three social medias. So
yeah,
Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Caleb's at Caleb's TTM Autographs on Instagram. He's on YouTube at Caleb's Cards, TTMs, Autographs, and More. He's on Facebook at Caleb's Cards, TTM Autographs page. It's at Caleb's Cards, YT. You can check out all his posts. He's posting constantly. But the picture that we're talking about, it was a really clever picture. It has a picture of all the kids that voice the original Charlie Brown cartoons from when we were kids, and then has cartoon drawings of the respective Charlie Brown characters under him. And he got Lucy, who was the woman that was Lucy's voice, signed an autograph. It was a great picture, a fantastic idea.
And I was surprised that it came back so quick, because usually she takes like over 100 days, and here got to me in just a week.
And I saw you had the voice of Goofy, right?
Yeah, I got Max. I got the voice of Max. Shoot, where is he here? That was sent out a while ago, so it's kind of, I think it was Madsen, or is his last name or something? Let's see here.
Let's stick on the animated things. Have you had any luck with any of the Simpsons characters or Seth MacFarlane and Family Guy or, any of the Disney people?
I don't usually, I know I'm not really like a fan of like Family Guy or Simpsons. I don't really send to people for that, but I send to plenty of, like Disney people because it's what I grew up as a kid.
Yeah, I know, like, Angela Lansbury is very good, and Tim Allen is very good.
Yeah, I've gotten Tim Allen, Angela Lansbury. I've always gotten her pre-signed photo, never. Some people get her to actually sign their stuff, and a lot of times you just get her pre-signed. I guess it's just a chance you take.
Yeah, I actually had sent out a photo for her, and it was a Mrs. Potts photo, and she signed it. So, I mean, it's signed. You never know if it's authentic or not, but
yeah,
it looks good.
I still always think it's just awesome just to get anything back in the mail.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's one of the reasons why I love this hobby, is just get the mail day. Now, how many returns do you think you get usually a day? You usually get a couple a day, or?
Yeah, usually at least two or four. I think my record in one day was like 32.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. I have not had a day close to that in a long time. Maybe recently is maybe 17 or 18, and probably two or three of them were failures.
Now, how much time do you think you spend a week on TKMing?
Like how much, like hours?
Yeah, hours.
Hours, usually like right after work, I'll just start getting stuff together. I'm sure I spend at least 2 to 4 hours.
Every day?
Almost every day, yeah.
What do you do? What do you do for breakfast, if you mind me asking? You don't have to tell me company, just like what do you do for work?
I work at Lowe's,
okay.
I'm do just about everything but run a register.
I used to be an advertising manager for a retail lumberyard, so I know the business very well.
Yeah, it's definitely booming. We've been doing better, slightly better than Home Depot lately, so that's pretty good.
Great. And you have? Who is your? I know we talked about some of the couple guys that you're shooting for. Do you have any other projects that you're kind of waiting in the wings to get going once you've got your World War One project done, or you just kind of going on the sites and seeing the signing and work that way?
Yeah, just kind of like when you start getting burnt out of one project, you kind of look to see what else can I do to help get the juices flowing again and getting some new ideas. One project that's been helping me get going again is, I don't know if you've heard of the network, Michael Rhodes.
Yes.
He's doing autographs for a cure.
Yep.
I've been sending out some for him to be able to donate to him to use for his charity. So that's kind of one project I've been working on. And then, of course, the projects of sending for my friends for Christmas time and just our little care packages we like to swap every few months. Those
and
are kind of what keeps me going.
You know the signatures for soldiers as well with Tim? What he does is he sends out cards to get autographed and request cards for people to sign, and then he sells them, and then he uses the money for disabled soldiers. It's a great cause.
Yeah. Is that Michael or is that somebody else?
No, that's Tim.
Oh, Tim. Okay. I haven't heard of that one yet, no?
Yeah, you should look it up. Signatures for Soldiers.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
So, all right. We've been talking TTMing with Caleb. Caleb is in Colorado. He is a prolific poster and TTMer. He's on Instagram at Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs. He is on Facebook at Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs page. That's at Caleb's Cards YT. And he's on YouTube. He has a great YouTube channel with a bunch of subscribers. It's Caleb's Cards TTM Autographs and more. So really the key is Caleb's Cards TTM. You put that in your search on Yahoo or Google, and his stuff comes up. So I recommend checking him out. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. Follow him on Instagram and on Facebook. He's always posting stuff. Caleb, is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to talk about before we end for the night?
Yeah, you guys are looking to get into TTMing, you can check out my channel, and then I got some tutorial videos up there for you in case you're looking to see what I need to do, what you need to get. Also, if you're looking for addresses, StarTiger.com is definitely the best TTM address site I've found in my experience. It's only $4.99 a month. You can also get the yearly membership. I've submitted so many things that they have a thing on there that you can win free memberships for like a month or whatever. And I have not honestly had to pay for a long time. You guys can win those things. So definitely it's a lot of fun. And then there's sportscardforum.com, which is a free site, which I try to update every week, every weekend for you guys, all the returns I get.
Yeah, we're a big fan of sportscardforum.com. So as Caleb says, go check out sportscardforum.com. And again, Caleb, thank you for your time tonight. Why don't you give out your email address if anyone wants to reach you, the best way to reach you.
Sure. It's calebscards52@gmail.com. So another pretty easy one, Caleb's Card.
calebscards52@gmail.com. If you guys want to reach out to Caleb, Caleb is there to help you out. If you have any questions on addresses and tips, as I said, he's posting all the time. Check out his post because he is out there just about every day. He's putting in a lot of time to the hobby. He's a great addition to the hobby. He's been doing it for 5 years strong now. And thank you for joining us today, Caleb.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff, for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for hanging in there and listening. Hopefully you enjoyed our interview with Caleb Craig. I'd like to thank Caleb for joining us today. We recorded him a couple weeks ago, so sorry for the delay, Caleb, but I'm glad we finally got it up. Just wanted to thank everyone for listening again and wishing everyone many happy returns.